Can men and women be friends? Many women mistakenly believe yes. What women don't realize is that men oftentimes have ulterior motives for being friends with women that make it inappropriate for men and women to be friends if they're already in a committed relationship. What are these ulterior motives? Let's talk about it. Let's kick this off with a very common secular idea that it's okay for men and women to be friends. Take a listen to what popular dating coach Matthew Hussey has to say on the topic.
I don't think that it's realistic to assume that we'll never be attracted to qualities in anyone else other than our partner. But what I do believe is that it has no bearing on our loyalty. Our loyalty is something that we exercise when we're in a relationship and has nothing to do with the friendships that we have. In other words, you can go out and choose friends who subconsciously, even though you won't admit it, there may be some level of attraction with. You might be attracted to something in that person. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to do anything about it. It just means that that's why you chose them in the first place as a friend, is that you were attracted to something about them. Doesn't mean that you want them over your partner. If your partner has a friendship with someone else, it doesn't mean that they want that person over you. The idea of debating friendships between men and women in terms of is there attraction or isn't there attraction, I think is kind of a naive and childish way to look at it. Of course there's some attraction in many friendships that are just friendships. Of course there is. We'd be crazy and naive to assume otherwise. The question isn't, can men and women be friends? The question is, are they willing to just be friends? Your partner's loyalty isn't defined by how many people they are not attracted to. Your partner's loyalty is defined by the amount of people they can be attracted to and still be loyal to you, still be in the relationship, still be faithful. The way that I answered this when someone asked me last week, can men and women just be friends, is I said, if you can drink 10 shots of whiskey, and at the end of those 10 shots, neither one of you attempts to sleep with the other person, yes, you can just be friends.
So Matthew Hussey is definitely, I definitely agree with him when he says that it's like sort of naive to think we'll never find another person who we're attracted to, either maybe physically they have something attractive about them or maybe intellectually they have something attractive to them. But it's because I agree with him that we are liable to find other people attractive that I totally disagree with this idea that we should like test our loyalty on purpose by putting ourselves in these inappropriate drinking situations or even, to take it a step further, forget the alcohol, okay? I think it's inappropriate to be in any situation where we're developing this really close relationship with the opposite sex. The reason is because we never know the hour at which a maybe sort of like not deep attraction to the person will turn into something more being a desire to act on that attraction and actually start developing a relationship with this new person. Maybe you start to get so attached to the new person that you're sort of like, my old person, my existing spouse is kind of boring. Maybe I should throw them over. And actually, because we live in this time where people think that happiness is like the most important thing to pursue in life, you'll have no problem throwing, you know, your existing spouse overboard in the pursuit of this new thrilling relationship. The mistake made there, obviously, is that there's no relationship on the planet, on the face of the planet, where that thrill, the butterflies that you feel at the beginning of a relationship sticks around. And so to chase the thrill, it's just going to end, like conclude for you with a series of unsuccessful relationships. Maybe some ended in divorce, maybe some were just emotionally damaging. And so it's best not to tempt ourselves to chase these thrills by putting ourselves in situations where we might be attracted to people who are different than our existing spouse. But there's another reason why this type of secular advice is odd. It leaves out the part about how men and women are different. And because men have testosterone coursing through their veins that women do not, they often have these ulterior motives for being quote unquote friends with women. Take a listen to this clip from the Whatever podcast.
Like, I'll get this response from women. They'll say, yeah, of course men and women can be friends. Like, given a certain circumstance, I don't think you understand like the desperation that a lot of guys, especially a lot of young guys, have. Like, they will put up the craziest act. They will tell you exactly what you want to hear just so that they can keep you in their life, so that when you slip up that one time, they are there to squeeze in the crack. They like are waiting for your boyfriend to piss you off, and then they will go in for the kill. And I don't think women understand like how crazy men can get, because like, I mean, we have some really powerful hormones going through us. Like when we see an attractive woman, it's like, it is a battle to try to keep myself from one, thinking about things I shouldn't be thinking about, but two, like acting upon like those things.
Yeah, no, everybody
you mean
feels
lusting.
Like you.
Yes, exactly.
Like lusting.
Now I'll let Matt Rife explain it in a more comedic way. Take a listen.
He's not your friend. He's not your brother. He wants to enter your body holes. End of story, okay? Oh, that is so ridiculous. Why would a guy go through all that trouble and pretend to be my friend just to sleep with me? I don't know. But I've done it so many times. I've done it so many times. How do you think I got you, stupid? Come on. Oh my God. Nobody has been a better friend than me. Are you kidding me? That's why dudes can spot the shit, because fucking game recognized game. You know what I mean? He'll do.
If women were taught the truth about the differences between men and women instead of being lied to and told that men and women are the same, they might be a little bit more wary of their male quote-unquote friends. They might be, for example, a little bit frustrated at men's duplicity, or at a, maybe a more simple level, they'll finally wake up to the fact that they really are being taken advantage of when they allow a man to have access to their body with zero commitment. But just to take this a step further, I mean, the real question is, why would you want friends, all these friends who are members of the opposite sex? It's because men and women are different that these types of relationships make absolutely no sense. Let's analyze both the men and women in these situations, these men and women who are defending these opposite sex relationships, starting with the men. Okay. Men, on average, the average man is not interested in what the average woman is interested in. So men tend to be more interested in things than they are in what women are interested in, which is people. And so this is why when men get together with their buddies, they're interested in doing things like playing sports or hiking or fishing or tinkering with like a machine or something. I'm not a guy, so I don't know what guys do. They're more interested in woodworking together, okay, than they are interested in what women do, which is like sit in a circle, talk about their feelings, and talk about the latest gossip in the friend group. Men are just not really wired to care about these things. If he does care about these things, I mean this honestly, I don't mean this as badly, but he literally might be your gay best friend, okay? Or just to reiterate, he might be pretending to be interested in these women's interests just so he can get access to your body. And just as a side note, okay, this is just a side note, but I think women make the mistake of underestimating even the dweebiest guy's desire to have sex with women. Okay, we tend to think, oh, the dweeby guy, he's nice, he's soft, like he would never want that. Okay, we forget he still has the testosterone coursing through his body that makes him different than women. But now let's turn our attention to the women, okay? The women who prefer to have all of these guy friends to women friends. This is the type of woman who usually says something like, women are too much drama, the guys aren't drama, so I prefer to be friends with the guys. This might be more believable of a claim. It might be a little bit of less of bad news if there's only one type of woman to be friends with. If every woman was sort of interested in being an Instagram narcissist and and obsessed with the latest, handbag that Gucci put out on the market, I could understand why you as a woman might say, I don't relate to this. I don't care to interact with this type of woman. But the good news is that there's so many different types of women. Sure, you might not be interested in the Instagram narcissist, but like there's women who are interested in sports. There's women who like hiking or reading or cooking or, exercising or CrossFit, or there's women who are into dance. There's women with personalities that are outgoing, but there's also women who are quieter, maybe a little more introverted. Okay, we have shy, we have outgoing. We have all these different personality traits, and you're telling me that you couldn't find one woman to be friends with in this huge pool of women? Okay, I'm starting to think that the drama is not caused by the set of all women. The drama might be caused by you. Maybe you're the reason you have a hard time getting along with other women. And just as a shout out to the guys, as a side note, okay, do not date the woman who said she does not get along with other women. This is just a red flag all around. You don't want to date this type of person. It is worth asking the question, like, when should we be members? When should we be friends with members of the opposite sex? And it's most appropriate and actually like positive, and you should be friends with members of the opposite sex when you are married, or I'm sorry, oh my God, not when you're married. When you are single and you are interested in looking for a spouse to eventually get married to. Tim Keller says that marriage is friendship. And so friendship, getting to know the person on a more platonic level, is the best way to figure out, do we have a foundation to turn this relationship into something more? Do we have a foundation here to be married for 30, 40, 50 years? The emphasis here is, though, that this is not a friend with benefits. This is a friend without benefits. You have to get to know the person independent of any physical things going on that will confuse your judgment, and really just get to know them for who they are, for their interests, for their values, and that kind of thing. But it is worth noting, and I feel like secular people don't always have this level of nuance in the analysis. It's worth noting, as Tim Keller does, that because marriage is friendship, if you start to, well, I'll say this, because marriage is friendship, you still have to be intentional with your relationships with members of the opposite sex, even if you are single and you're not married. The reason is if you start to veer off into these like deep emotional relationships with members of the opposite sex to whom you don't have a commitment, you might start to cross some emotional boundaries. And so if you start to feel close and emotionally attached to the opposite person, the friend, but they don't feel close to you, then there's some opportunities for people to get hurt here. Now, these types of emotional boundaries do not develop overnight. And so I am not recommending that you be like socially awkward in a group of co-ed individuals. There's no reason to like avoid men or women like the plague. But it is worth asking the question, if you've been in a deep relationship or deep friendship with a member of the opposite sex for multiple months, it is worth asking the question, like, what are we doing here? Like, what, where is this going? What is the point of this? Are we going to start dating? And if the answer to that question is no, it's best to try to end that sort of deep and sort of becoming inappropriate friendship earlier, one, so that you can minimize the hurt that someone might feel if one person likes, you know, the other guy or the other person, and the other person doesn't reciprocate that feeling. But it's also best to end this so that each individual can find somebody else. They can develop a friendship with somebody else who they actually do intend to marry. And so at the end of the day, I just do not believe that men and women can be friends, unless obviously you're like family members or something, because there's so much risk and there's literally zero upside to any of this. But I want to hear from you guys. What do you think in the comments? Can men and women be friends? I'll see you guys in the comments and on the next episode.